Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Damn.
That's just some food.
All right. Let's cut this intro short. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, November the 19th of 2016. And the time is 5 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got a very, very important topic for you, because today we're talking about behavioral claironomics. Behavioral claironomics is probably a term that you may not have heard before, just like the word claironomics. And most of the stuff I talk about are usually issues like Christian Satanists or, you know, when we talk about mnemonics, when we talk about biblical alphanumerics and theomathematics. A lot of these definitions and terms are new. So today we want to make sure that we start off by establishing the terms, because, you know, again, whoever establishes the terms establishes, again, the words, and that establishes the worlds. So these words that you use establishes the world that you live in. So today we're simply talking about what does it mean to be a spirit that has possession of a soul that it uses to control a body. This is behavioral claironomics. Behavioral claironomics is the ability to identify and to manage your body, your emotions, by identifying and managing your soul, which is your mind, your will, emotion, imagination, and your intellect, while using your spirit, which is your ruling disposition, not your fake imprint, but your higher self, your spiritual self, not the one that's probably here listening to the show today. That's your ego. Now, that imprint, that ego, that's a start, because that's all you know. You identify yourself as your ego. So if I take away your ego, I take away your life. That's why you fight so hard to maintain your ego, because your ego is you. I remember the first time I got out of the Marine Corps. I didn't understand it, but they said when we were the Marines, once a Marine, always a Marine. I didn't know until I exited out of the Marine Corps and they took my uniform and they took my title. Then I felt lost. I felt confused. I felt like a man without a country because I had no identity, because I was a Marine. So my name was Will Marine Rogers. I didn't know anything but the Marines. So without the Marine Corps, I was lost. I had no identity. So without your ego, who are you? You think that you are your ego, and your ego is overlaid on top of you. Your ego is not you. The ego is the outer personality that you express to the world. That's not you. That's just what you want the world to think. You are a chameleon, just like me. And so we have learned over time that to be accepted by society, we have to do blank. So to be accepted, to be loved, to be valued, if you be yourself, will your wife or your husband still love you? Like, just be for real. Like, for real. If you are authentically you, if you take your mask off and you expose yourself. It's like women with a, you know, you take off the padded bra, you take off your makeup, you take off the weave, You take off all the extensions. You take off all the airliners. You take off the butt pads. You take off all of this stuff, and you show the man the real you. Will he still be there? See, we have attached, and we put so much stuff on, so now we think our ego is us. So behavioral claironomics has nothing to do with the ego. In fact, it's anti-ego. Because your ego makes you egocentric or egotistical. And if you are egotistical, it's like ego-testical. That means that you got, you know, big cojones. It means you're selfish. It means you're arrogant. It means you're cocky. It means you're narcissistic. It means you're vain. Means you're conceited. It means you're self-absorbed. You're self-centered. You're self-seeking. It's self, 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 self. Me, my phone, and no more. You alienate many people, and you alienate everybody, because every time you people go around you, all you talk about is you. Man, the world, there's more to the universe than just you, brother. There's more to the universe than just you. And I'm talking to myself now. Now you guys know, let me put out my disclaimer. This show is not directed at anybody. This show is me. I'm just inviting you along to listen as God disciplines me, as the universe. I'm asking for truth. I'm asking for growth. I'm asking for transparency. I want wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So I'm not settling anymore. Now, I used to. I was talking with my good friend earlier today. We were doing a one-on-one. And for the first time in my life, I have to honestly say that, you know, I was lied to, or I lied to myself. I thought I knew what love is and was, but I don't. So I'm just now learning what true love is. I didn't know. Damn near 60 years on the planet and never been in love. Now I thought I was in love, but now I understand that real love is consciousness. Real love is perception. If you are in love, you notice everything about your mate. Everything. You know that one little pimple on their butt that nobody else knows, nobody else seen, but you know it. You know that it's there. You can count the hairs almost on their head. That's how into. Now, the problem is most people, they think they in love, but because they've never experienced real love. So how do you know you're in love if you ain't even, now what you got, now I understand that's ego love, man. That's all we got. I mean, it's better than nothing. Let's not get it twisted. It's better to be ego love, have somebody that loves themselves. They just got you along to stroke their ego. That's better than nothing. But real love ain't got nothing to do with the ego. So real behavioral claironomics has nothing to do with the ego. Real behavioral claironomics is not self-centered, brother. It's not arrogant. It's not cocky. It's not boastful. It's not prideful, sister. It has nothing to do with the ego. So first of all, this establishes the terms and the definitions that we're going to be using. We're talking about behavior. Now, brothers and sisters, why do you do what you do? Have you ever stopped long enough to ask yourself, what is behavioral psychology? What is behavioralism? Now, I love psychology. Man, I've taken so many. I can have a degree just in psychology. I don't know how many hours I got in psychology. I just love psychology. So, when we talk about, for me, I'm talking about behavioral psychology that affects claironomics, which we're going to break down in a second. So, when I talk about behavioral, I'm talking about the study. How does your mind affect your body? That's what I'm talking about. So I'm talking about the laws that affect behavior. So you do what you do. Why? If you ever stop, ask yourself, why do I like short people? Why do I like tall people? Why do I like black people? Why do I like white people? Why do I like blonde hair? Why do I like blue eyes? Have you ever asked yourself that question? So your behaviors are acquired through conditioning. So this conditioning occurs through the interaction over your lifetime. So if you are a behavioralist, then you understand that how your environment and your social norms and hidden codes shape your behavior. So the first thing, right out of the box, we understand that behavior and behavioralism is just simply How do you relate, and what pattern controls your behavior? Talked about negative habit patterns. So there is a pattern, but it's subconscious, so you can't observe it. But if you sit back and if you observe what people do, you will see what people think. That's behavior. Behavior is as a pattern that controls what you do. So this, there's a pattern. My goal is to help you understand how this pattern controls you. Now, you should be saying to yourself, well, doc, that sounds great, man. But what do they got to do with making money? What do they got to do with wealth, health, wisdom, or making me have a better relationship? Well, see, we think we know what we want until we get it. Now, I don't know about you, but I read this great book way back in the day called Enough is Enough. Now, if you want to blow your cookies, I would highly recommend reading that book. Now, in this book, it talks about how we are always chasing the white rabbit or a rabbit. I don't know if it's white, black, or what, or whatever. So when is enough enough? Have you ever thought about that and just really like every time we get a goal, we're not satisfied? Because, see, brothers and sisters, it's not about the goal. It's about the journey. It's about the path. It's about the road. So I always talk about detach from the goal and attach to the road. So when is enough enough? It's never enough. I don't care how much money you get, it's never enough. I don't care how good you look, it's never enough. So in life, it's never enough. That's what the Bible says. Godliness plus contentment is great gain. Godliness plus contentment is great gain. Very few people have that understanding. So right off the bat, we automatically know that behavioral cloudonomics, again, is simply the ability to identify and manage your own desires. That's in the form of your soul. That's controlled by your spirit. So let's break this down. Behavioral cloudonomics is the ability to identify and manage your own soul, which is your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. So behavior, what you do, cloudonomics is the household management of the thing that controls behavior. So cloudonomics is the household management of the soul. Cloudonomics is how do I manage my mind? How do I manage my will? How do I manage my emotions? How do I manage my imaginations? How do I manage my intellect? So since that word manage is being used quite a bit, what the does that mean? So I have to manage my soul. Now, you are not a soul. You have a soul. It's like I am not a car. I have a car. I am not a house. I have a house. So you are not a soul. You have a soul. You are a spirit. Now, a spirit is a ruling disposition. Now, a ruling disposition is a consciousness. Now, this is where it gets a little sticky because your spirit changed as your consciousness changed. You are a group of related thoughts. So your thought comes together and it forms what is called a thought form. This thought form grows and grows until it becomes a ruling disposition or a single standing column of waveform duality, which is called scalar waves or toroidal energy. Now, we can get into the science of it, but basically it's just a group of related thoughts. So your spirit manages, or your soul, I should say, manages your body, but your spirit owns, or your spirit has possession, or your spirit is occupying, or your spirit is using your soul. And your soul manages, and the word manage means to bring about something. It means to take charge. It means to influence or to dominate. So I'm a man. Very, 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 very interesting, because when we look at it, it has to do with how I manage my behavior. Now, most people just do stuff. They don't realize I'm supposed to manage stuff. So most people get pissed off, they just go off. They just go off. Off. They just punch holes in walls. They tear shitness off the wall. They kick the dog, you know, run over cats. You know, when you get mad, when you get angry, management kind of goes out the window. So the goal is for you not to, the goal is for you to learn techniques. That's what this class is about. The goal is for you to learn certain ways to handle, to control, to be able to exercise authority, dominion over. The word manage, again, means to control or to handle. Put your hand on something and calm it down. So clarinomics is how I manage my soul. My soul is basically, if I wrap them all up, it's my emotions. It's my mind, my will, my emotions, my intellect, my imagination. All of those make up this thing that releases chemicals inside of my body. So that affects my behavior. So behavioral clarinomics, my brothers and sisters, is this ability to understand, okay, how do I control my behavior? So I'm doing something, but I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm on autopilot. But I want to find out why do I do what I do? Because I keep doing stuff that I want to do, and when I do it, I'm disappointed. So why am I doing stuff that after I do it, I feel bad? Now, I want you to think about that for a moment, because most people don't. So you go to a restaurant, you order the food, and you eat the order, and when you order this food, you get indigestion. Now, you know you're going to get indigestion because that food doesn't agree with you, but yet you do it anyway. So why are you doing it? So now most people don't think about that. Most people, they don't think about these behavioral decisions that affect themselves and the consequences of that decision. They don't think about it. So behavioral clarinomics is a subfield, basically, of clarinomics. So clarinomics is the household management of the soul. Behavioral clarinomics studies the effects of psychology, sociology, clarinomic process, or your clarinomic decisions. That simply says that you do stuff so that way you can get a particular return. I don't know about you, but I do stuff primarily because I want to feel a certain way. According to neuroscience and all of the behavioral models out there that exist, when we talk about behavioralism, it basically comes down to feel-goodism. Talking about neuroscience, we're talking about the scientific study of your nervous system. This is a branch of biology. And your nervous system is made up of a bunch of chemistry, which is controlled by your genetics, which is controlled by your soul. So my soul controls my neurobiology or my neurons. So my neurons are controlling the chemicals in my body. There are certain things that cause the chemicals to be released. So if I don't understand what causes happy chemicals to be released in my body and what causes bad or sad chemicals to be released in my body. Now, I've already did that series or that show when we was talking about the makeup of the body and the chemicals that are being released inside of the body. And hopefully you understand and you remember, you know, when I was talking about dopamine and I was talking about serotonin, I was talking about melatonin, and I mentioned one, it's called endorphins, and these endorphins release entheogens. I talked about oxytocin, serotonin, dopamine. These are all of the feel-good chemicals. And so when these chemicals are released inside of the body, what causes them to be released? That's behavioral clarinomics. See, happy chemicals motivate you to do happy things. Let me say that again. So you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. You have a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through the body. So behavioral clarinomics is the understanding of this process. That's all it is. If you understand this process, you control it. Instead of it controlling you, you control it. Your happy chemicals are not meant to be on all the time. Let me say that again. When your happy chemicals flows, the neurons inside of the brain connect. This wires you to repeat that thing that made you feel good. So the more times you release that chemical, the more times you desire that chemical, the more times you do things to feel that chemical. Bad and good. So let's understand. I'm a spirit. My spirit has a vehicle called a soul. That vehicle drives my body. Now, my body is the thing that allows me to connect in this dimension. But my body is controlled, controls every movement in my body, every chemical that is released. Now, remember, when we talk body, remember chemicals. Because you are, when we talk, let's go from the top. When you are a spirit, we're talking biology. So you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. This is important because right now your chemistry is controlling your electricity and it is ignoring your biology. So we got to reverse engineer this process. And the problem is that everybody's chemicals are controlling their electricals and their electricals are controlling their biologicals. And the biology is supposed to control your electricity, and your electricity is supposed to control your chemistry. Or your body is not supposed to tell your soul what to do. And your soul is not supposed to be ignoring your spirit. So you got, most people have a good spirit. Most people. So if you got a good spirit, why don't you have a good soul that's manifesting into you doing good things with your body? See, behavioral clarinomics is the ability to identify and manage your own soul. But let's break this down, because how do I identify, how do I manage my soul? So this ability to identify and to manage your own soul is what is ignored. When I worked in the prison, this is why the recidivism rate in the prison, why the inmates that got out, they came right back. They get out. As they was leaving, they said, hey, man, I'll see you back in 2 weeks. And I would, like I told you guys before, I would always ask them, how do you know you're coming back? And they all told me what I get ready to share with you right now, three things. They had no soul awareness. First of all, most of them said, I don't got no soul. They all knew. It's crazy. Bad people know they don't have souls. They don't have no governor. They don't have nothing that knocks on. They don't have the little small voice that says, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. There's something in their head that says, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. And so they know it. Because when you talk to them and they said, and you interview them, well, when I interviewed them, when I talked to them, they said, so if you see an old lady walking down the street and you don't got no money, and you look around, there's nobody around, you saw her go into the bank, cash a check, and you saw it. You were standing in line behind her at the teller, and you saw her, you saw the teller give her $5,000 in cash. This lady, 80 years old, barely moving. And you saw her put $5,000 in the cash, and you broke. They give me to turn off your lights. They give me to repossess your car. And you saw, and you walk, and the old lady turns down a dark alley. You turn on the same alley. You look around. There's nobody around. There's no cameras. And you think to yourself, that's a solution to my problem. But there's something in you that says, don't do that. So OPs, organic portals, soulless entities, soulless beings, they don't have that claironomic, that behavioral claironomic element that I'm talking about. There is something that says in their brain, meal ticket. And so when you see a psychopath or a sociopath, they don't have a governor. And if they do, it's not loud enough down so far because of the negative habit pattern from their environment that has established an imprint in their soul that they can hear their spirit. It's in there, but the spirit is buried underneath that soul or soulier or soloplex imprint. So behavior claironomics is saying, I got to make that little voice a loud voice. I got to make that still, soft voice a freaking bullhorn that says no. So that's that little voice right now, because see, you're making decisions, and they're bad. But at the time you make it, damn, they sound good. It's like, man, I'm going to cheat on my wife. That girl looks fine right there. Yeah, man, ooh, I'm going to hit that. And then you go do it, and then you feel like trash afterwards. Well, dude, you know you married. You know one of the vows according to our custom is that if you married, you're not supposed to cheat on your wife. You're not supposed to go outside. Now, I know that, but I did it. And I teach it to other people, and I teach it. I used to be a licensed ordained minister for 10 years. Stood up behind a pulpit, told everybody adultery is sin, it's of the devil. You're going to die and go to hell. So why, if I know it, why am I still doing it? That's behavioral claironomics. See, they're not going to teach you this, brothers and sisters, in Sunday school class. Number one, soul awareness. Number two, the ability to harness the soul, bring it into reign. Number three, the ability to manage the soul. Let's look at these three. These are the three keys to behavioral claironomics. And the behavioral claironomics is the ability to identify and the ability to manage your soul. Because if you can control your soul, you can control your body. But you can't control your body. You're overeating. You can't put that man Haagen-Dazs chocolate ice cream. Oh, man, it's a wrap. Krispy Kreme donut. Oh, man, bring that box over here, homie. Man, come on, dog. So you're telling me you can't control your tongue. The Bible says that the tongue is the smallest instrument, but yet it's the most unruly. And it says, who can tame it? So the Bible says you can't control your tongue. The Bible was supposed to be written by the God that made the tongue. So if the thing that made the thing tells you how the thing operates, you might want to listen to that. So the tongue is an unruly instrument. The Bible says that the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Who can know it? So how do we control it? How do we manage it? Control is a little strong word. So how do I manage it? Well, let's start at the top. Spirit equals biology, the minds of your people. First word, right out the box, biology. So for you to control your behavior, you have to know that your behavior is controlled by biology. Now, again, I've done this bio and ology. I broke this down before, so I'm not going to waste time on it. But we're going to go run through this really quick. The word biology means the science of life or living. So you're alive. Is there anybody? Listen, I want everybody to take their hand, put their two fingers. Y'all know how to take your pulse right on your wrist. Put your two fingers on your pulse. You feel that? Let me do mine. Don't. That's my heartbeat. Guess what? I am alive. I just proved it. I got a heartbeat. So since I know I'm alive, according to, again, dictionary.com, any good dictionary, there is a science to doing what I thought. If I'm alive, I just rock and roll. So you mean tell me there's something I'm supposed to know about being alive? The word science means there's a branch of knowledge or study that I'm supposed to know. There are some facts and some truth. There is a systematic arrangement to living. There's a course. There's a way. There's systematic knowledge, brother. There's something, sister, that you're supposed to know, but we don't know it because we're out of freaking control. Well, let me digress. I'm out of control. So since I'm out of control, that means there's something about spirit there's something about biology I don't understand. So biology is the science to living life. It's the way you're supposed to live. But the word biology is made up of two words. The first word is bio, B-I-O. So if you go to dictionary.com, any good dictionary, the word bio simply means life. So the word bio comes from the word bioluminescence. Now, I have a whole entire book called Bioluminescence. It is a cookie blower. It'll blow your cookies. So we're going to save that one for another time. The word, again, the word bio comes from the Greek word bios, B-I-O-S, from the Latin word vivus, V-I-V-U-S, from the Sanskrit word divus, G-I-V-A-S, which means, all of those words simply means quick. Bios, again, it means quick life or one's life. So, in the Hebrew, it comes from the word zoe, Z-O-E. It means life. So bios means one's life, or it means course or way of living a lifetime. Somebody write that down. So the word bio means the course or the way of living my lifetime, not just for my 30s, not in my 20s. My biology controls my entire lifetime. So my biology and my spirit controls my entire lifetime. So the word biology, the word bio means course. The word course means the direction or the route one must take, the path. Brother, are you on the right path? If you are on the right path, then you would have total control over your soul and over your body. But you're not on the right path. So we better get on the right path. So the word bio, again, means the course, it means the path, it means the way, bio. Now, there's another word in the word biology, and this word is ology, or L-O-G-Y. Bio is the course of living. Ology, again, has to do with the science. It comes from the Greek and the Latin word logia, or loga, L-O-G-I-A, from the Latin. From the Greek, L-O-G-U-E. So L-O-G-Y, L-O-G-Y. That comes from the word, the Greek, L-O-G-O-S, the English word, word. So it comes from the word logia, L-O-G-I-A, which means L-O-G-O-S, which means logos. So it means word-forming element. It means speaking. It means discourse. It means trustees. It means didactic. It means doctrine. It means a theory. It means science. It means to speak. It is the character where sound departs from the lips. It is a lecture. So there is a course or way of living that is a word forming, or it is the result of speaking, discourse, trustees, or doctrine. In other words, remember, it's reversed. So we got biology, a course of living, ology based on words. So it's words that form the way that I live. So the way that you live is based upon the words that you hear. Let's understand. The way that you live is based upon the words that you hear. Let me say it again. Your words establishes your world. If you got bad behavior, you got bad words, homie. You're listening to the wrong person or persons. So I don't have no soul. Now, remember, number one, soul awareness. This is what we're breaking down. So soul awareness is the ability or the inability to identify your own emotions before they happen. So nobody can tell me how I'm going to react. So now this is what I like. I like when people say, man, I'm going to piss you off. Please try. So you mean to tell me there's something that you can do to me and I'm going to just go buck wild, pull or just go freaking Incredible Hulk. Just start, tear off my shirt. Now, most people, y'all know what would piss you off. Certain things, somebody walk up to you right now, spit in your face. What you going to do? You going to turn Incredible Hulk. You going to turn green and rip your shirt off. What? I ain't going to do nothing. Unless I decide. I'm going to sit back, spit on my face. I'm going to think, let's see. I want to go to jail today. Yeah, I don't feel like going to jail today. Do I want to die today, or do I want to kill somebody today? Because that's the only one to. Because when I get mad, I don't have a middle ground. And I just proved this to myself last year when me and my wife went through our little fiasco. And that's when I realized that, yep, I haven't developed that middle ground yet. That's when I go to a restaurant, somebody pisses me off, I get up and leave. Because I don't have that governor, that middle ground. It's either kill or exit. And so I ask myself this. This is what I'm trying to teach you. So somebody pisses you off and you go buck wild. And then you wake up and you're like, oh, I got snapped. That's what they say. I love watching people when they say, something came over me. Damn right. It's called demons. Because they exercise, they control demonstrations. Now, that's another study for another time. Let's keep it GP. Let's stay in the psycho realm. Let's not get into the spiritual realm too heavy. So let me make sure you understand. See, biology, ology, again, is words. These words, again, it means discourse. I wish I had the time to break each word down. Now, this is what I do at home every day. All I do is study words. Do you know what the word speaking means? Does anybody look up? The word speaking is the... It means utterance. It means what I'm doing right now. Utterance. So speaking, now, you mean to tell me when I speak, it creates a course or way that I live my life. How did it happen? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So your words establishes your world. Now, I know that's tough. Because most people don't understand. That's why the most dangerous thing you can do is what I'm doing right now. That's why speaking is only reserved for God's theology, so I digress. But the word speak means verbal utterance. It means communication. It simply means the word to speak means to basically make a sound. It has to do with scattering of words. That's all it means. So speaking creates the course by which you live. Wow, man, I wish I could break it down. Because once you understand what speaking is, then you get into linguistics. Do you know the seven keys of linguistics? Man, I wish I had the time. Oh, man. Please look up the word language. Language. Strap in. Because the word language, my brothers and sisters, it is a body. So words create bodies. So when you speak a bunch of words, you create a bunch of bodies. That's why the Bible says you must give an account for every word you speak. Because when you say something, you just created a thought form. Right now, as I'm speaking, thought forms are being created in your brain. And if I create bad thought forms, I got to stand before God and give an account for those thought forms that I created. So must you. Words create conversations. And so I don't want to belittle this point too long, but again, biology is words that establishes the way you live your life, number one. Spirit, same thing. So your biology and your spirit is the same thing. What is your spirit? What is a spirit? That's what you are. The word spirit is the principle of conscious life. It is the vital principle. The word spirit, again, is consciousness. It makes you conscious. Conscious means that you are aware. So thoughts create awareness. It is the mental faculty. It is this ability, again, to be aware, to have perception, to be alert. So the word conscious means that I'm not in a coma. I'm aware. So the word conscious means that I have a particular privy, P-R-I-V-Y. That means knowing. So conscious has to do with knowing. It means that I'm active. It means that I am awake. And so when I talk about a spirit, if I say spirit, it means that you have a supernatural awakeness that comes from knowingness. So the spirit, again, is what you are. A spirit, thing that animates the soul that manifests in the body. Now, that still doesn't tell you what a spirit is. That tells you what a spirit is. Does. So spirit is the principle. The spirit is the force. That's what a spirit is. So how do you create a force? How do you create a principle. How do you create a a power or a strength, something that compels? That's what a spirit is. So this force that compels is a spirit. And so when we say force, that is the dynamic. It is the state. I was getting somewhere. So a spirit is a state that create a dynamic that create physical strength, a spirit. So this force, again, is the result of a state. So a state, this force. So my question to you is, what is your mental state? Now, the word a state is the condition. A state is the status. State is the rank. So a state is like a ruling status. It's an S state, E-S state, or E state, which represents status. So your state, your spirit is your status. Your status is the position of the individual in relationship to another. So your state is your status. Your status is the result of your position. Your position or your status is the result of your stand. The Bible says stand, status. You have a position. The word position comes from the word Christ. The word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. It has to do with status. The word status, again, has to do with the standing of a person. It is the condition. It is the mental state. So your spirit is your mental state. Your spirit is your spiritual position, your diakonia. That's why I teach diakonia. So a spirit simply means that there is a particular position that I have that was given to me by my Creator. Now, we can get more and more into spirit, but I don't want to waste too much time because spirit and biology are the same. Spirit, again, is invisible. Biology is visible. Let's go to the soul, number two. So everybody is a spirit. You don't have one. So you are a force. Please don't forget that. You are a force to be reckoned with. You don't create force. You are force. So if you don't understand that, you go looking for a force. You already are one. You ain't got to go look for no force. You are the force. That's why in Star Wars, they call it the force. Where do you think they get it from? Star Wars is talking about your spirit, dude. Let the force, may the force be with you. What are they saying? May the spirit be with you. The only problem in Star Wars, they just don't tell you which spirit. There's a bunch of them. If you get connected with the wrong spirit, you're going to have the wrong force. You got the wrong force, you're going to have the wrong activity. So you are a spirit that owns or possesses or uses a soul. You're not a soul. You got a soul. You use a soul. So your spirit, and this is important, man, because your spirit and your biology are the same thing. Your spirit and your biology are the same thing because that establishes the force or the principle of your life. How you live your life is based upon your spirit. Some people got a good spirit. Some people got a bad spirit. The spirit is the animating or the vital principle that animates the body. Everybody thinks that the spirit and the soul are the same. Now, you can argue and you can debate. For me, they're different. The spirit and the soul are different. Everybody, you got to work out your own salvation. But the word spiritas and the word psuche, Greek, are the word pneuma. So psuche and spiritas, S-P-I-R-I-T-U-S, those are two different words. But everybody said that the Latin word spiritas and the Greek word psuche or pneuma are the same, and I disagree. Spirit, totally different from soul. Spirit uses the soul because the word spirit means to make active or energetic. Spirit. Spirit means to carry. Spirit is a supernatural. Spirit is, again, who you are being. It's a mental disposition. That's the best way to explain it. Now, that's because our understanding is very limited. As I grow and know more, I'm going to definitely pass it on to you. So right now, spirit, is a ruling disposition. You can have a spirit of alcohol. You can have a spirit of lust. You can have a spirit of fear. There's a lot of them. They said the spirit came upon me. What does that mean? That means that all of a sudden there's a bunch of thoughts. They got downloaded in your head, and they overrided your soul. Soul is the electrical part of the body. Notice the word electrical has the word elect in it. So the word electrical is really the word elect city, electric city, elect. So you are God's elect. The word L, again, means God, electric or elect. So you have, God has elected you. That means electric or electrical. So the word electrical, again, for the sake of time, the word electrical, that is the off spot. So electrical, or the word electric, has to do, again, with a thing that runs through the body. So there is something that's like blood. So electric is soul. The soul and electricity both do the same thing. So when we talk about electrical or electricity or electric L or AL, so the word electricity is like the word electrical. So the word electricity, the science of dealing with electrical charge is positive and negative. It's electric and the city, electricity. So the word electricity, again, is simply the ability to move electrons, or gods, from one state to another. The word electricity, again, is based upon the word electric. It is the physical relationship that produces, again, a certain charge, or again, chemistry, or movement. So let me make sure that you understand what I'm saying, because this controls your behavior. If there's no charge, okay, the force spirit produces a charge that causes us something to move. If there's no force, there's no charge, there's no movement. That's why your behavior, if you don't understand this, again, you are the force. Now, you think the force is outside of you, but unfortunately, there's things that stimulate your force, but you're the force. This force charges something up, and it produces a spark, causes something to move. So a force produces a charge that produces movement. Biology produces electricity that's manifested in your chemistry. Your soul has possession of your spirit, has possession of your soul that manifests through your body. So spirit, soul, body, biology, electricity, chemistry, force, charge, and movement. So that's the Trinity on three different levels. We can talk about it in different ways. We are saying, when I say force, I say biology, and I say spirit, those three are the same. When I say charge, when I say electricity, and I say soul, those three are the same. When I say movement, when I say chemistry, when I say body, those three are the same. And if you do not understand that, brothers and sisters, it's going to be very difficult for you to understand the circuit. So this creates a circuit or circus, or circle, or kirka, where we get the word church. Church, circuit, an electrical circuit is an electrical circus. So all of this drama, all of this behavioral crap that's going on is because you don't understand. I didn't understand behavioral dynamics. That's why I had to figure out, why am I doing stuff that I don't want to do? And why is it the things that I do want to do, I don't do? That's what it says in the book of Romans. It says the things that I do, I can't do, I don't do. And the things I don't want to do, those things I do. Oh, wretched man that I am. So the book of Romans, and I have my book, I Am Too Human, and we break this down. So when I teach claironomics, I teach people, okay, how do you control your soul? Change your spirit. Do you change your spirit? Yes. How do you think you get a spirit of alcohol? How do you get a spirit of lust? How do you get a spirit of fear? How do you get a spirit of doubt? How do you get a spirit of unbelief? There's many different spirits. Do you know that electricity is a conductor? Do you know the flow of an electrical charge? It uses L electronics. It uses electrification. Have you ever heard of blood electrification? So the circuit is what this is all about. There is an electrical current that controls this electrical, biological, chemical circuit, which is a circuit. That's what your body is. So a circuit, again, is a, it's like a, it's a circular journey, one beginning and ending at the same place. Round. So you're on this journey called a loop. It's called a circuit. It's called a circus. Do you notice you keep doing the same thing over and 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 over again? It's called a roundabout journey or course. Remember the definition of the word biology? First, that establishes your course of living. What is a course? A course is a circular journey. That's what you're on. You got to break the loop, homie. You got to get off the treadmill of life, man. You keep doing the same shizness over and over and over again. But how do you get off? How do you change your route? Change your spirit. How do you change your spirit? Change the words that you hear. Because the spirit is a group of related thought. So I totally changed my life, and I keep changing my life because I keep changing the words that I hear. So I want to understand the Latin word circuitus. Where we get the English word circular, where we get the word cycle. You know, the women, they have a cycle every month. Do you understand that it means round, it means circle? Do you know what a spinning circle? In the movie Doctor Strange, when they change dimensions, look at the movie Doctor Strange. When they change dimensions, they always draw a circle, a spinning circle. What is the most powerful thing on earth? A spinning circle. They use it in all occult magic. Why? It controls your electricity. That controls your chemistry. Finally, the last word, again, which is body. We broke down the word biology. We broke down the word electricity, which establishes the circuit, which is a circle, which is a loop. That's why your life is a curve. Your life keep repeating the same thing. You keep making the same mistakes over and over again, or you keep having the same successes. You keep going around. It is a line going around. Circus. Circuit. A journey. It's a course. But the course has a curve. This curve takes you round and round and round and round. How does it do it? What is it based upon? It's based up on your chemicals. Chemistry. Brothers and sisters, you are a biological, electrical, chemical being. There is a chemical process. Now, this chemical process, again, is the result of chemicals being released. The word chemicals comes from the word Kemet, which is another word for Egypt, which is another word for black. Now, brothers and sisters, I could talk about Kemet and chemical for at least 3, 4, 5 hours. Those are the atoms and the molecules that are derived artificially. Again, chemical, a substance used for resulting from a reaction involving changes to atoms and molecules, especially one derived artificially from practical use. So a chemical is the result of chemistry, and the word chemistry comes from the word Kemet, which comes from the word alchemy. And the word alchemy is the word alchemy. So chemistry is alchemy. Let me say it again. Chemistry is alchemy. Let me say that one more time. Chemistry is alchemy. Alchemy is magical power. It is the process of transmutation or transmuting something of little value into something of great value. So we're taking something of little value and we turn it into something of great value. So chemistry, that's what you are. You are biological, electrical alchemy, a chemical being. It is the alchemy, my brothers and sisters. Do you know the word alchemy comes from the word astronomy? Let me make sure you understand, my brothers and sisters. It's the transmutation of astronomy. So alchemy is really astronomy. So alchemy, my brothers, alchemy, my sisters, is the understanding of how things are translated from the celestial realm to the terrestrial realm. Alchemy is the understanding, my brother, how you take something from the spiritual realm and you manifest it in this realm. The word alchemy, again, which means the word Egypt, literally means land of black earth. So the Greek, again, it means that which is poured out. So the word alchemy means the juice. It means the word that has to do with the thing that pours out. So if I want to take your spirit and I'm going to charge it out and I'm going to pour it out, that's what you're doing. So if you don't understand, okay, how do I pour out my spirit? Well, I'm going to take my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, my intellect. Those five things make up electricity, which we call in the spiritual realm, in the church, the soul. What controls my soul? What controls my soul? What controls my soul? A group of related thoughts. So you got one thought that says, I want to be rich, and you want to control your mind, your will, your imagination, your intellect, and you only got one thought. That does not pour you out. It doesn't move your body, and it doesn't move your chemistry to take action in that direction. It is the ability to identify and manage your own soul. That is behavioral clairdynamics. Behavioral clairdynamics is the understanding that it takes more than just one thought, brother. It takes more than just one thought, sister. It is the ability to understand that my spirit is my biology. My biology is the force. Because the word bio is the word bio means course of living one's life. Ology means word. So, again, it means logos. So my words control the course that I weigh, that I live my life. This course produces an electrical charge inside of my soul, inside of the synapses, inside of my brain. This charge inside of my brain, where my mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect is, it produces chemicals in my body. That controls my movement, and it forces me to move. So I have a force that creates a charge that results in me moving. This is done through my biology that controls my electricity and manifests itself in my chemistry. So if I have a bad body, that means that I'm using my soul with a bad spirit, meaning the group of thoughts must be changed. So now the last thing is, how do I change my group of thoughts? So tomorrow we'll do part two. And we will break down for you tomorrow afternoon, how do you change your spirit? How do you change your thoughts? Now, there's a lot of people say a lot of things, man, about changing thoughts. But we need something that is concrete, something that is specific. Behavioral claironomics is the ability to identify and manage your own soul and your emotions and the souls of others. Now, this is done through, one, you being aware of your own soul, soul awareness. That's what I just taught you today. Soul awareness now includes the ability to identify your own emotions and those of others. So my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect, I can identify it in myself, and I can identify it in you. And since I have this ability now to harness my soul, and I can apply it to tasks like thinking and problem solving. So now all of this energy that I have, I direct it into thinking and problem solving. And I have this ability now to manage my soul. How do I manage my soul? Because now I choose my thoughts, I choose my will, I choose my emotions, I choose my imagination, I choose the subjects I want to study so that way I can establish my intellect. So this gives me the ability to regulate my own soul, because now I have the ability to cheer myself up and to calm myself down. And I have the ability to motivate other people or to piss people off by using my mind, my will, my emotion, my imagination, and my intellect. I use them. They don't use me. My soul is a tool that my spirit uses. I have a spirit of God. What does that mean? I have the grantor of destinies. What does that mean? I know my destiny. So my destiny controls my soul, and that controls my body. That's why every time you see me doing something, what am I doing? I'm doing stuff that takes me in the direction of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Even when I'm doing bad shizness, it's still manifesting good. So if I'm doing something bad, it's taking me in the direction of something good. Now, I know that old saying, the end doesn't justify the means. That's true. The goal is not to do something bad. But I don't beat myself up when I do something bad because I know I'm the thing that I'm doing that's bad, I can still use to produce something good. That's called behavioral clairvoyance. Behavioral clairvoyance is that you are aware of your soul, and now you're using it. And you say, you know what? Today, I'm going to think about this. My mind's going to try to wonder. My mind's going to try to fall asleep. My mind's going to say, hey, dude, let's go watch some porn. I'm going to say, no, homie, we ain't watching no porn tonight. You know what we're going to do? We're going to freaking study. We're going to read something that's going to benefit some people. Then after that, we're going to go do something else. And then my brain will say, no, dude, let's go do this. So, no, I'm running the show. My spirit is controlling my soul. My soul is not controlling my spirit. My spirit means I got a group of related thoughts. That means that I got a bunch of thoughts, and I put them all together, and I've thought this thought so long that it's strong. And what is that thought? It's a thought of love, joy, God on earth. I am being God on earth. I am God's representative on earth. That means God says, son, go down there and represent me. Thank you, Father. I'm an ambassador of Christ. I'm a royal priest. I'm a holy nation. I am the offspring of God. So therefore, I'm God's representative. So when somebody says, hey, we need to talk to God, come talk to me, dude. Because when you see me, you've seen the Father, because I'm his representative on earth. Who are you? See, you don't know who you are, so therefore you don't know what spirit you got. So therefore, you got the spirit of lust, you got the spirit of alcohol, you got the spirit of doubt, you got the spirit of fear. Bump that, homie. You need to have the spirit of God in you, operating as you, manifesting itself through you. That's the only spirit you need. Any other spirit, that got to go. I am a royal priest. I am a holy nation. I am made in his image and his likeness. When you have seen me, you have seen the Father, because me and the Father are one, because Yahushua is my elder brother. And the thing that he has done, I shall do, because he loved the Holy Spirit. That means a set-apart spirit. So that means when I read those things in the Bible, it sets me apart. Now, this ain't religion, brother. I ain't talking no Christianese. I'm not talking about that feel-good message. No, that shitness don't work. I'm talking about having the spirit of Christ, which is the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. See, when you got the mind of Christ, you got power. Not the power that the world gives, but you got dunamis power. And then you speak as one having authority. Because why? You are in your position. The devil want to get you out of position because you ain't got no power. You have the wrong spirit because you spend all of your time thinking about something else. Let me ask you a question, brother. Let me ask you a question, sister. How much time today have you spent thinking about your messianic office? I will wait. That's what I thought. Zero time. That's why you ain't got no power. See, you have no power to overcome him. See, I have power to trample on snakes and scorpions and all power of the devil, and nothing shall by no means hurt me, shall harm me. Because when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I feel no evil. For thou art with me. What's with me? The thoughts of God. Why? You know how many scriptures I got memorized in this $2 brain of mine? Do you know how many scriptures I've memorized? And I still memorize scriptures. I read every day. Why? I build up myself, brother, so that way the ruling disposition that I have inside of me is based upon the word that is God. Because in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Now, sure, Constantine tried to mess it up. Sure, he watered it down. But the watered-down God is better than no God. Let me make sure you understand, brother. Behavioral clairvoyance is not a game. You mess around and establish the wrong disposition, you're going to have the wrong spirit. And that will find your behind in a prison cell somewhere. If not, somebody else is done, because you're going to be violating somebody else's rights. Brothers, to move. Do a right spirit within me. We're going to teach you how to do that tomorrow. My brothers, my sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Malachi 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.